Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We have a wonderful guest, and she wrote a wonderful book. I have only one thing to pick on her, and I'm not going to tell her what that is right away. Her name is Gretchen Rubin. She's the author of The Happiness Project, and the book is Life in Five Senses. We, as usual, are brought to you by something that talks a lot about senses, the lifestyleplaybook.com. Yes, hearing and smelling and eyesight are all things that are important to keeping dementia away. And those are three of the five. I haven't seen data on touch or taste for that, but the lifestyleplaybook.com, go there to sign up for the free newsletter. And the other one, of course, is Life's First Naturals, the makers of both TruBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Go to their website to see the randomized control data that shows how good they are for your health. Gretchen, how did you get, I know how you got, it's in the first chapter, how you got to this area. What I was surprised about was you hugged your kids when you had pink eye.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, you're right. That was probably not a very good idea. Not supposed to hug them, not supposed to share towels, all that sort of thing. Yes. I took their pink eye risk in my hands when I hugged them with pink eye.
But that was day one. So tell us, how did day one start on Life in Five Senses? Actually, let's go back a little bit, since you've been the guru of happiness. 220 million downloads on your podcasts. Tell us about how you started in that.
Well, I got interested in happiness in a very ordinary moment of my day. I was stuck in the city bus in the pouring rain, and I had a rare opportunity for reflection. And I thought to myself, well, what do I want from life anyway? And I thought, well, I want to be happy. And I realized that I said I wanted to be happy, but I never thought about whether I was happy, whether it was possible to make myself happier. If you were going to try to make yourself happier, what would you do? And I thought, well, you know, I should have a happiness project. And I ran out to the library and got a giant stack of books about philosophy, science, memoir, anything I could get my hands on about how to be happier. And at first, it was just going to be for my own life. What could I do in my own life to try to see if I even could make myself happier, if that was even possible? It was so fascinating. And there was so much to read and learn and things that I wanted to try myself, that at a certain point I thought, well, maybe my happiness project should be my next book. And ever since then, that was many books ago, but I just keep going deeper and deeper into happiness and human nature, because that is the subject that I find to be endlessly fascinating.
And so this book arose out of an appointment or a problem you had. Tell us about that.
Yes. So as you said, I had a bad case of pink eye. Usually I suffer through pink eye, but this one was particularly bad. So I went to the eye doctor. And as I was leaving, he checked me out. And as I was leaving, he said very offhandedly, well, as you know, you're at more risk of losing your sight because you're so nearsighted. So be sure to come back for your regular appointment. And I said, wait, I didn't know that. Why am I, you know, I didn't know that I was more at risk of losing my sight. And he said, oh, yes, you know, you're very severely nearsighted and that puts you more at risk. So I walked out onto the street, and I live in New York City, so I had walked there, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, because we all know that at any moment we could lose everything or anything. And of course, many people live, you know, happy, healthy lives without all five of their senses, for sure. But somehow that realization made me appreciate everything around me so much more. And it was as if all of the buttons in my brain got pushed up to their maximum level, and I was seeing every detail, and I was hearing every noise on a separate track, and I was smelling every smell. And I live in New York City, which is very smelly. It was also vivid and almost psychedelic. And as I got home, I thought, this felt like such this overwhelming experience, but it's happening all around me all the time. It's just that now I'm paying attention. And at that moment, I thought, this is what I need to do. I'm stuck in my head. I'm not noticing anything. I need to get out of my head and into the world through my five senses. And that got me started down this road to write Life in Five Senses.
I sense from the book, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that by using your five senses, by indulging in them, you've become happier. And I love a couple of the stories, but I like ketchup most of all. I'm a physician, but I teach a cooking class. And one of those things is that I learned that synergy in flavors, that is using something. When I saw the story on ketchup, I thought I was going to see that smashed tomatoes and another form of tomatoes are synergistic in bringing out or in increasing the flavor. But that isn't what you went into at all in ketchup. And to me, I never knew that ketchup was from where you say it's from.
You mean the historical, the fermented fish sauce all the way back?
Right.
Yeah, when it in its origins. Yes, ketchup has gone through many evolutions to arrive in its current form. But you could say that it has evolved into the perfect form because Heinz ketchup, which is a super popular condiment that a giant percentage of Americans have in their refrigerator. It is one of the very rare foods that has all five tastes. It's sweet, it's sour, it's salty, it's bitter, and it's umami. That is very, very hard to do. A few foods manage to be all four, and often they're compound foods like apple pie with cheese, you know, where you're like, okay, that's kind of cheating because you're putting a lot of things together all at once. But ketchup, and that's why it's the secret ingredient in so many dishes. Because really, I mean, I challenge everyone, go taste, just like put a little bit of Heinz ketchup on your tongue, and you will realize how sophisticated and powerful it is. And there's a reason that so many people put it on everything or put it in everything. Because it is this rare food that combines so much in one taste.
And not only does it have all those tastes, it actually, at least we think the lycopene in it from randomized studies, decreases vascular disease and may decrease other things. So somehow that's a extra benefit of at least unsweetened ketchup.
Mm-hmm. If you had a lot of it, I imagine.
Now, and that's true. The, you know, the one reason to go to McDonald's is to get the ketchup and the mustard. I've got to ask, you have, the book is essentially sense by sense, that is divided by senses. And at the end, you have some very interesting, I guess it was challenges. I don't know whether they're challenges, but it is my five senses self-portrait, which I took as things we should all do. And really, I mean, we all can't be at the Met, but we can be at other art museums or and smell the smells of the city, if you will, or the smells of the country. Is there a part of the happiness app that will have my five senses in it?
Well, it's something that I come in the Happier app that I have. Yeah, it's something that it comes up a lot, that there'll be exercises or challenges that recall people to their five senses. Because I just think for a lot of people, you know, you want to be happier or healthier or more productive or more creative. So it's not that you don't know what you want. You just sort of need concrete, manageable ways to try to approach those aims. And so I'm always thinking like, well, could the average person do without spending a lot of time, energy, or money that could help them to become happier, healthier, more productive, or more creative? And one of the things I think you can do is you can harness your five senses. Because with just, and this is the thing that surprised me in writing Life in Five Senses, is that with just about anything that anybody wants to do, if you say, well, is there a way to use your five senses to try to achieve that? They can very easily think of a lot of ways that are manageable and often quite fun. So if you're like, I want to focus more, I want to be more productive, you can use your five senses for that. What if you want to daydream and play more? Well, you can use your five senses for that. If you want to connect with other people, if you want to calm down, if you want to pump yourself up with energy, if you want to recall the past, or if you want to pay more attention to the present, all of these aims very much lend themselves to the five senses as a way to try to tackle them. And we're energized by the five senses. That's one of the reasons that I loved writing this book is there's something just very, there's like a vitality that comes to us through the five senses. I think it's because we're all sort of stuck behind screens or we're spending too much time indoors, or we're sort of like me, just kind of wandering around stuck in our heads, and getting out into the world and engaging with the five senses. Just, there's just sort of a, there's sort of a pleasure and an energy and a fun to it that people really feel. I mean, you just say to somebody, taste ketchup, and people, you know, are so excited. Or you're like, I hold out, like I have a collection of smells and I'm like, smell this. People just are so enchanted by that. You can smell anything anytime you want. But when somebody says, okay, stop, smell the roses, you know, smell a hardware store, remember the smell of your grandparents' kitchen. There's just something very exciting about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I went to a Frankie Valli concert last week.
Ah.
After I had started reading this book. And obviously the hearing sense is something, but it's also what I got was also the happiness of all the people looking at their faces. I mean, the visual sense and then the smells. And then there were these people running up just to touch him. It was almost the only sense that wasn't there was taste.
Yes. That's often the one that's left out in experiences, because that's very particular if you're tasting something.
But it was, I think that the book, and let me report what I'm telling about is Gretchen Rubin, R-U-B-I-N's book, Life in Five Senses, How Exploring the Senses Got Me Out of My Head and Into the World. It's already a New York Times bestseller. But it was that I thought that enjoying those, actually getting out of just listening and trying to absorb the other senses, was a great way of exploring that concert. So thank you for that.
Oh, great. Yeah, I think sometimes we're focused on one and we're not paying attention to how the other senses are also heightening an experience for us. Absolutely.
So tell me what sense, I didn't get this, but if you had to pick one sense of yours that really came out through the exploration of this, what would it be?
Well, it's interesting. That's a great question. And in fact, I developed a quiz, the What's Your Neglected Sense quiz, to tell people what is their neglected sense, which anybody, it's free. It's a super fun quiz. It's at gretchenrubin.com/quiz. And it will tell you your most neglected sense. Because what I found is that for many of us, there's certain senses that we appreciate a lot. So we like to learn about it. We like to experience it. We have adventures. We use it to connect with other people. We use it to calm down and to comfort ourselves. We use it. We're interested in learning about it. But then we have ones that we neglect. And for me, strangely, I neglected taste, which is one of the most appreciated senses. And so I did a lot of things to boost my appreciation of taste. And I have to say, it's added a tremendous amount of my life. Now, I think a lot of people would say, but everybody's tasting all the time. Like, how could you neglect it? But the fact is, we're all different. And I really was somebody, I eat, you know, pretty much the same food all the time. I like plain food. I'm not very adventurous. And yet I found that even within the sort of the bounds of my ordinary personality, I found many ways to enjoy taste more and to get much more pleasure and connection and comfort and adventure from it.
Yes. And I'll just add that my sense was, until the data has been developed in the past 5 years, really, how important the sense of smell is. And COVID brought that out even more. And so if you deeply smell 4 smells a day, it decreases your risk of dementia strongly.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, no, I've always loved my sense of smell. That was one of my most appreciated senses. And it was very sad during COVID. I think that taught a lot of people to realize how important the sense of smell is to our sense of well-being.
And it is that olfactory nerve that goes right back into the brainstem that apparently carried the virus and caused a lot of Parkinson's disease after the Spanish flu, and that we fear will cause the same thing after this. One bone I have to pick.
Yes, what is it?
Was on page 6, as you started, you said, I was running out of time. Well, in fact, the research into the mechanism of aging is advancing fast enough that you're going to be happy for a lot, lot longer than you possibly think.
Mm, okay.
I do want to say...
That the memento mori aspect of this, I don't have to worry about just yet.
Well, we predicted that, in fact, 60 would be the new 40 in 1998. It's really come to pass. And now we think that 90 will be the new 40. You're going to be able, within 8 to 10 years, if you make it fine, to reboot yourself backwards. That's how fast things are going. So you've got a lot more time to share happiness with us all, as well as life in five senses. I found, as I read this book and appreciated it, that it made me happier.
Oh, that's great.
I couldn't stop smiling as I was experiencing things after that. So thank you for that. The book is Life in Five Senses by Gretchen Rubin, the author also of The Happiness Project. And the app is called The Happiness...
Happier app.
The Happier app. And you can find out more at her website, Gretchen Rubin, RUBIN.com. Thank you for this. And I will remind our audience, we're brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com. Go to their website where you can find out more about bovine colostrum and Trubiotics. The Trubiotics for women, by the way, specially designed to decrease women's issues, both osteoporosis as well as urinary tract and vaginal issues. They have special bacteria in there. You can go to the website, LifesFirstNaturals.com, and see that data, as well as LongevityPlaybook.com, which I talked a little bit to Gretchen about because we've got a lot more time. Sign up for the free newsletter at LongevityPlaybook.com. Gretchen Rubin, thank you very much for making us all happier, and me especially happier by getting to read this book. Thank you. And especially our listeners, you're the reason we do this. The B's are always great guests. The A segments, the latest medical news of the week, and what it means to you. Thank you very much, Gretchen. And thank you, our audience, for downloading us.